I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The medical community is refuting Donald Trump's assault on pregnant women taking Tylenol. It is saying acetaminophen remains the only safe pain reliever for pregnant women. Is this something the president should be promoting, or is it going to turn out to be another inject disinfectant moment for the president? The president, flanked by his HHS secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it if you just can't. I mean, it's just fight like hell not to take it.
And now the medical community is faced with women and their families worried about whether they could contribute to their child born autistic. Questions like, what should I do? What do you think is safe? I just took Tylenol last month. Do you think I already hurt my baby? Doctors are coming out very strongly with large numbers of scientifically sound research showing Tylenol is the safest way to use as a painkiller and to reduce fever during pregnancy. It is pointing out that fever during pregnancy has been found to be a link to autism and that it needs to be treated, as well as increasing the risk of birth defects, preterm birth, low birth weight, and miscarriage. Dr. Caitlin Baptiste, a maternal fetal medicine specialist at Columbia, says the risk of fever in pregnancy is very real. She says certainly in the first trimester it is known to cause congenital birth defects and neurodevelopmental disorders. So this impacts a number of different areas. There is litigation out there, for example, involving this area, and already plaintiffs' attorneys are asking that the president's arguments be issued as evidence. The maker of the generic drugs, Kenvue, says those claims are baseless and that the cases have to be settled with real science. And first and foremost, women and families. Pregnancy is a very sensitive time for families. There is the wonder and the excitement of having a baby, but also the concern that goes along with it, real concern. People want to do the very best thing for their unborn. They're now calling doctors' offices in droves because of the president's statements. Now, these findings usually come out in an orderly fashion. If some indications of harm come from studies and science, the medical community is informed and people get their information from their doctors. This is different. This is a president standing at a podium saying, don't take it. Fight like hell. In essence, fight science like hell. So what do we make of it? Is President Trump trying to protect women and the health of their unborn babies? Or is he looking for attention in areas where he has a lack of information and can't even pronounce the drug's name?
First, effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of, acetaminophen. Is that okay?
This is not just spewing economic numbers and saying he has ended wars. This is personal. Is he doing the right thing by bringing discussion to this, or is this just another inject disinfectant moment? What makes sense? Feel free to email me at ed@edbaxternews.com.